apply it. I would not have written this book without his help. Where it begins. Chapter 1, The Heart of Marriage. Before I got married, I dreamed about how happy I would be when Carolyn and I were at last enjoying life together as husband and wife. I had visions of all the wonderful things my wife would do for me. Sausage and eggs together in the morning, candlelight dinners at night, holding hands all day long, and sex every night. I assumed she had the same visions. However, after marriage, I found out that my wife did not do mornings. So much for the sausage and eggs. She anticipated that I would take her out to romantic restaurants for dinner, not as a prelude to sex, but simply because I loved her. I expressed my disappointment with her, and she expressed her disappointment with me. We succeeded in being miserable. I've discovered over the past decades as a marriage counselor that thousands of other couples have experienced the same disappointment and frustration that we went through. Our marriage did not turn around overnight, but it did turn around, and so can yours. For me, the journey began with an academic exercise and ended with spiritual renewal. I was a graduate student in seminary studying to be a pastor and saying to God, "This is not going to work. There is no way I can be this miserable in my marriage and preach hope to people." The thought occurred to me, what if I did an in-depth study of the teachings of Jesus and then sought to apply them to my marriage? In retrospect, it was one of the most profound thoughts I've ever had. Since I had completed 27 academic hours studying the Greek language, I decided to explore the teachings of Jesus in the original language of the New Testament. What I learned could have been discovered in a simple reading of any English translation. His life and teachings focused on sacrificial service to others. Peter said of him, "Jesus went around doing good," Acts 10:38 tells us. In Matthew 20:28, Jesus once said about himself, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve." It is a theme that all truly great men and women of the past have affirmed. Life's greatest meaning is found not in getting, but in giving. I must admit that in the early years of my marriage, my focus had been on what my wife should be doing for me. Since she did not live up to my expectations, I blamed her for our poor marriage. In my studies, I encountered another teaching of Jesus in Matthew 7:3. "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?" It hit me like a ton of bricks, because I knew that my approach to our marriage had been accusing and blaming her instead of asking, "Where am I failing in my marriage?" In desperation, I said to God, "I don't know what else to do. I've done everything I know to make this marriage work. I don't know where to go from here." When I was willing to pray, "Lord, please show me where I am failing in my marriage," God answered my prayer immediately. As soon as I prayed that prayer, there came to my mind a visual image of Jesus on his knees washing the feet of his disciples. And I heard God say to me, "That's the problem in your marriage. You do not have the attitude of Christ toward your wife." Those words struck deeply in my heart because I remembered the words of Jesus in John 13:12-17, when he finished washing the feet of his followers. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." I don't know how you respond to that, but at the time I was reading those verses, the idea of washing